Okay, Rav Zvi, Shalom. Okay, so we're still doing 6D. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and we said the schedule would be, we have a shiur Monday and Wednesday, today and Wednesday. And then I'm going to give you off until Tuesday, and the Bechina will be, that's Tuesday. And then that week, we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, shiur. So we're doing Kesamim here. Okay, so we're up to the Shut Marsham. Well, we did the Shut Marsham, right? We did the Shut Marsham.
Without the Begad
Abal. Begad Abal, right. Now we're up to the Chachmas Adam on page 26. The Chachmas Adam says in page 26, Klal Kuf Yud Aleph, Os Gimel. Nemeres isha lomar isi mimaras haksheras. I just got the shayla as I was walking here now about somebody loses something. You know, you lost the vadig, you lost the hefsek, you lost the... So here a woman says that she did a vadika, but she lost it. She lost it. You know how many times it comes up, they say they put it away, and then the cleaning lady, you know, she wants to clean. And she sees things like that. So I told you a story with one of my Talmidim in Omaha, Nebraska, that the janitor looked at the mikveh and saw the dirty water. That's the main mikveh that you do hashaka to. And he said, oh, they probably don't need this, and he got rid of the whole mikveh. So because the dirty water is the old water. That's the real rainwater. And then you're doing a hashaka to the tap water, which is shushak. So he thought he'll do the community a toiva, and he'll drain the rainwater, which is looked dirty. So they lost the mikveh. So it's a question. In the end, they had a lot of siyata d'shmaya that it rained a lot, and they got back. Whatever. So my question. But that's when we learn mikvah, so we can discuss that. So nemenesh yishalom where easy memaras haksheiros lavadiv u'torah. He says, I did a bedika, and she thinks that it was good, but I lost it. Right. So it's okay. Shere haTorah hamina lo shenema v'sofer lo la'atzma. Vein mechzikin osa kitoa b'dimyonos. But we're not saying that she made a mistake. Like she has experience. She knows this caller. She's asked it already in the past. So eimach zikin osa b'tov b'dimyonos. Then only do it in a mararisi v'nistapakti imu odom olavon. Or say, for example, she said, she saw it, and she is the suffix if it was Adam Alavan, and then she lost it. Shehi Tamei Misafik. Because here she's Tamei Misafik, because here she had a suffix. Over there she says Avarati V'Tahora. She knows the color. Here she's saying it was red, I'm not sure. She tamei misafik. Came she ain't machzik and olotov b'dimyonos. Aval im anu masupakim al ezem mara im hutamei olov. V'hi omeres kazeh hareisi l'chacham v'tiyali. So the first case is she said avarti v'torah. So then we trust her. And then if she says, Re'isi v'nistatakti on the collar, so she's Tamea. Aval im anu misupakim al eze mara im hutame olov. We're not sure about this mara. He omeres kayotzi b'zeharesi l'chocham. We're not sure about this mara if it's tame. And she said, this mara I've shown to a chocham in the past. Petiyali. So then, ain't an amenis. Because when we're supuk in the mara, so she's that much, we think maybe she'll make a mistake. Whereas damze, tiyali, a chocham amenis. But if she says damze, this particular mara, he was matire, then she's the menace. But if she's saying, but if we see a mara mesupak, so it's, but he's never matire this particular case. So then we can't rely on that. But if she says, Dam zetiha le hachacham, this particular. Right, so that's no good. So that's the case in the past.
Yeah.
But so ain't it a menace. And then what's the next case? We're speaking to the mikvah lady to let her in. And the mikvah lady should believe her to let her in. So take a look in the Marsham. This Marsham, I remember Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz Shlita from Brooklyn. He once pointed out to me this Marsham.
2425. another one on page 28.
Wait, is that the one? Wait. This is the one, or the one on page 28? One second.
In the
Falcon
Southern
Union,
he said...
Yeah, 28 is the one that I...
case which is not reading. In the case of Humrus, that he said, I did a speaker, and I was the suffering of the Alamo and I lost.
Right.
He said, because Ain Lahat Maxigun Kabin to the Yonah. So I'm not going to assume that she isn't meaning she is. Maybe it was red, so we have to be cautious.
Right.
But I just said, you know, anything that's not to be right short of the rabbi. I don't have a piece. You know? So then the Falcon Southern being Maxigun, but and the Abad, and I got lost. But the Falcon Southern only being Maxigun because she had a set, or maybe it was red.
And if she didn't say it?
But that's what I'm saying. He gives a sort of. Aim a half cycle of the Falcon Southern.
Right, but if she said.
If she just says anything that's not 100% white,
I just show. So maybe he would have been making all that. Okay, 28. Now that she lost the bishop in the Baka Asma beyond Vesta, she ain't a Kabua. So she did a Vedika on the Yom Vesta, page 28 of the bottom, the Marsham. She ain't a Kabua. She has a Vesta, she ain't a Kabua. So we do a Vedika on the Vesta, she ain't a Kabua. Bechodesh Dalet Sha'achar Leda, fourth month after Leda. V'haya Marisa Diha. What does Diha mean?
Not a sharp color, right? A dim color.
No.
Yeah.
What? Bishlicha ha'ed, but she threw it away. Bishlo nira v'nela tohar, bibiru. So she figured it's not good, so she threw it away. Because of the vodka, then she did another bediga, and it's a tohara. And the second bediga was good. And the mashakasa midivei habina sadam shar. The nira ha'ed musupekas im tohar, the never. The Tmeya, right? We said before, if it was Mesupakas and it got lost, it's Tamei. Barakasavdi b'tshuva d'zerrati masafek ulai haya odom mamish. Kedam. In other words, he says, this halacha, that if it's, a woman was Mesupak, if it was Torah or not, and then she threw it away, is only if the possibility was that it was real bright red. Odom mamsh. Kedam. The havas fake daraisa. In other words, if the possibility was that it was real red, and that was on her radar, that was one of the possibilities that was real red, then you have to so then it's a suffix d'oraisa and you have to go to l'chumra. But if that wasn't on the radar, in other words, real red was not on the radar, it definitely wasn't, you know, what people call fire truck red. Fire truck red. El Shem Supakas Ulai Hayanotik Tzasla Odom, but the subject was that maybe it was yellow, but maybe it was like a reddish hue to it. That was the subject. Ulovan Shem, Ukla Mariso, Fayagel. Came in the Vidin Shas Tohar. So he says, so here, it definitely wasn't fire truck red. So maybe it was yellow, and maybe it was reddish hue. So he says, So that probably is part of the chumrah of the Gaonim, right? We saw in the Rush that really only four reds are tummy. And the rest of it, we're just machmir because we're not able to be machmir. So if this is one of the four, so this color is not such a borer red. Yeah, it could be red, but it's not like a fire truck red or something like that. Right. El gaon mechmirum leish einanu bekiyim. You can't have a svayka derabbanu lahakel. So then you could say she's a svayka derabbanu lahakel. Uchmirum mecheska tara. But here we're talking about.
We're talking about yellow, a hue of red.
Yeah, no, it's not for sure bright red, but it's So therefore that's a suffix the Rabbanon. You can have a suffix the Rabbanon of the Hakel, Umukmina Becheskas Tahara. And what's this Rashi Tevas? After the Becheskas Tahara. So what is he saying? That you can view it as a suffix the Rabbanon. Look, if it's for sure not bright red.
Not one of the four.
So we're assuming that those four are Vadai, you can tell that it's red. So we're Machmir in every U. There's no telad mimus. We're in machmer, but that's part of the chumra of the gaonim. What's part of the chumra of the gaonim?
And what does
it mean a last part? And so therefore, if you have another suffix, that'll be a sfek sveka. What? Right, so I think they're assuming that by neither we want at least a Svek Sveka, because even though it could be the Rabbanon, we treat it to, you know, right, we don't just say something to the Rabbanon. Oh, very good. Good. Rav Dubin said, "Vav bechesvan yidia machperinen, kamid rabbanon." Right, because "Vav bechesvan yidia" is what dashotim. Maybe we learned the other day, last year, right?
Even if no one can tell, I know dashotim is only if I can.
I can't
tell. But if it's not here anymore, it's not the whole case of Mishpat. No one can tell.
Right.
So no one goes
lost. Right. Machmir bechesvan tara. So he's saying, now let me ask you a question. Was he only saying this because it was a bedika on Vessus?
Yes, Kaskastara.
Right, Kaskastara.
So, the during Shemini Kiyam, after the Hesek, he says she doesn't have a Satara, she has a Hesek in a row after the Hesekara.
Right, she doesn't have a Cheskas Tara, but it was a Cheskas...
She's only selling on the Cheskas Tara.
Right. So you're saying, what if the case I just got was a person who did a Hefsek... Right, she had a good Hefsek, but then she lost her Moch.
How did she know it was a good Hefsek?
No, she saw the Hefsek.
Sorry?
She didn't lose the Hefsek.
Yeah.
She did a Hefsek and she did a Moch. The Hefsek was good.
Okay, got it.
And the Moch was lost.
He has a
suffix
on a
dragon,
although he says,
but
then also he needs a
Cheskas
Tara and another
suffix.
I'm not sure why he doesn't need all these things.
Because of what? Cheskas Tari, because Cheskas Tomei was a machlokis right in the Mishnah and Yadayim, where the Safi Drabon and Lakula, do you say that by Cheskas Tuma? So he wants to. So you want to treat the Rabbanans like a Daraisa and require a Svek Svekka, like folks can do with Nukas Nida. And then...
But so why does he have to throw in something that has an idea? So to say it's Nida. He doesn't say, oh, it's Nida, so we should like Daraisa. No, it's something that has an idea, which we could... Interesting application if it's never.
Right.
So he ties this into regular rules. So.
Right. So he's saying that what? That would be a suffix, and therefore if you have another suffix, what would be the other suffix? Whether maybe it was yellow.
And even that is the suffix we have.
Yeah, but you have another suffix.
That is the suffix.
Right, is that the same suffix? You have a suffix
exactly.
Yellow.
Yeah, what color is it, red or yellow.
Right, and even if it's red,
maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not.
So you only need one suffix. I mean, so why does he have to say that one? The shayla that he got was, is that if it's not allowed to be, she says, I don't know, maybe it's not allowed to be, maybe it was. Maybe it was. And maybe it was in the yellow, or maybe it was pink. Whatever.
He's saying we have, with Ika Ot Suffolk, Yesh Mahakyam. Is he saying we have that Suffolk?
I don't know, that's why he asked you. Yeah.
And the case again is that she did it with Ika 4 months later or whatever, and it came out dull, with a dull color, and
yeah.
She threw it away, like by accident. And then she did a second medika.
Right.
And then the second medika was good. It was clear.
Yeah.
Why do we have to bring a case where she made a second
medika?
I don't understand. Why
does
she have to do a second
medika? Maybe she'll only have an elatar. Maybe Rabbi Chazal Batka or Matzah Torah. In other words, what is he saying? That it's not a chesor yediyah because it's not like you don't know how to mishire it. It's just it's never.
That's not.
He's
who was saying. Don't think this is
chesor yediyah. I know what it is, but I don't know how to assess it. Right.
That's the thing. It's not chesor yediyah.
Right. Something which color, and even if it's red, and maybe it's not the red of.
What would be the mitzvah?
So basically, he's saying on a din d'rabbanan, you only never as me.
Yeah.
That's not the something sex say. It's more like it's not like an old something. That is a something. The something is she lost something which may be a isra d'rabbanan.
Right.
That's the Shiloh.
Right. In other words, was it that it wasn't even the Gonim, or at worst, it was the Gonim? I mean, it could be it wasn't even Kutz Ibn Tel Aviv. It definitely wasn't in the Darais realm.
So if he has a Safa Go, this is also me Darabana.
Right.
That's
the Safa.
If he lost something,
this may
be
also Darabana.
Why is it
also me Darabana? No, then why is it also me Darabana? Because of the
Gonim. Something whether the Gonim asks.
Right. So if you say that we treat all these cases, all of, like we don't say the din of something Darabana or Kula by neither cases.
He's not saying that. He's too cool for saying we make them.
But he wants you to have a old suffix.
Meaning, if it was the red buff here, he wouldn't say this, right?
Right, because that's a derisive.
That's a derisive. So there's a film in the rice and the rabbi.
Right.
So, but yeah.
There's an abdul between different types of
rice.
Yeah,
but that's his
chiddush. No, that's his chiddush. His chiddush is that this is a very hush of a piece. That's what Rabbi Leibowitz told me.
We
could
have all that, don't we?
Yeah, but that's not me the rice. Because we don't. In other words, if we know that the four reds that are. But we know this for sure is not one of the four. In other words, but we're still. No, but we don't know exactly where to draw, but this certainly is not.
Why is
it? Because it's not a clear red. All those four are clear reds. Now there could be some clear reds that are also mutter, but this is for sure not a clear red. It's like within the fire truck department.
So then why don't we not hear everything that's not in the fire truck about?
Because we're not bucking.
But you're saying that we are. You're saying that
we're not. We know certain things are.
Saying the fire truck realm is the four that are after.
Right.
So this one. Anything that's not a clear red.
Because we're not bucky enough to say that. But
we're saying anyway that we're monitoring.
We'll say also. But Pshash Torah, we're talking about saying, since we're not clear, we'll treat it as maybe it's only a. Within the Drabana. No, because she was never. And we weren't able to Mevara.
Bottom line is he's just being made up. And because when I say if it's a suffix on the Gaonim, so therefore Nevad and a Kaskasara, maybe also.
Right.
So we make up. And does he mean that if you have a suffix, we need old suffix, you talk of that mean. On the Gaonim, you have like basically a suffix on the Gaonim, you have a Hakil, or is he saying that you need like another suffix now?
Right.
Then it wouldn't be such a good proof.
Right.
Because all the suffix is there.
Right.
He's saying on the Gaonim, he says Gaonim itself.
So what would be the suffix? It would be a suffix. Whether it's red or not, then maybe it's not even that.
What you're saying, that's another way of saying it's a suffix on the Drabana.
Right.
I mean, if you take out the word old.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
What aspect of this?
I mean, Leibowitz told me he thought that if a Rav loses the Bedika cloth, so he can rely on this Barsham.
Yeah. You gotta kill him.
Right.
So you can rely on the
Rosh Hashanah
to kill him.
Right.
But the
Rosh
says...
Yeah, I don't think Rabbi was into this Marsham so much.
The Rosh says...
not his type of thing. This type of cashman. But the Marsham was into it.
The Rosh says... Shein the Tahar shoot up and look at the Mara Adin.
Right. Look for a second on page 30 in the Shari Tara. he says, Omnam Rei Meshut Marsham, Shekosav Yinema, Shekosav Yedivre Abinas Adam, the Rasa La'ed Musupeka Sim Tomei Utohor, Benevad, the Tzmeya, right, the Chachmas Adam says in Musupak, and it was never the Tzmeya, Rakhsav Yitshuva Kaz, the Rakhma Sofik Mulai Ayo, Odom Mamish Kedam, Ave Sofik, the Raisa, the Shita Zerayim Shuva, Ruvidam to Mayim, we got the Shita Zerazah, Cholikol, and Komokos Sveik, and Aval Hecha, Shiyadash, Lo Oya, Odom Mamish, and Musupakas, Mulai Ayo, Nota, Tzas, Lo Odom, Lovin Shuhuchum, and Yusuf Yagel, Here we did Shas Tor, Elav Zohonim, if Miru, Kim She'inon, and Bekim, and Kim Havisofik, the Rabbanon Ula Hokrok. Um Mir in Becheskes Tara, after the Sofik Son Yidia, see, Son Yidia, it says that, Machmarin and Gambit Rabbanon, we come up with the Nevad, Yesh Lo Hokrok, Ayin Shah.
So he basically says, like, the cool of the quavering emotion.
So what? And you don't need another suffix. Right. So something that Ramah Hakko. And that's what he says. What is that? Right. The only thing. Kedush the Marsham is that we could
differentiate in the Kavi Dirabani category, and something that Ramah Hakko.
Right. And
then
which.
Right.
So, and
is
the only saying Cheskas Tarek.
Yeah,
but Cheskas
Tuma, you
would Because Rabbi Leibowitz thought he used it even if you lose
right, like I don't know if it has such a
you know, mamish if you tell me a Torah, it means that you have a
pluska. You had it here.
You had what?
Meaning in the Shiloh could be they had it, so throw they, that on also.
What do you mean they had it?
Meaning the Mashal was talking about a case if she did a Vedika and she was during, you know, it was just the own best, she wasn't doing Zayin
Ki. Right.
So, if, I don't know, is that like
germane to his
Shuvah, or
listen,
she had a
Cheskas
Tara, so...
Meaning, even during the Zayin
Nikiyim... That's what I'm saying, meaning, would he say also during the
Shuvah Nikiyim? Yeah, I think Rabbi Leibowitz understood, because he wasn't talking about a wrongful after lost
right.
Most Rabbanim
was
the Shuvah Nikiyim.
Right. So, I'm saying the Marsham could have been just said Cheskas Tara, because that was what was presented to him, a Yom Vesas.
Right, but doesn't mean that he would be only that case.
So
that
the
Marsham
is requiring a
speak
speaker or only one
suffix? Well, we're talking about saying he requires one suffix.
And then one suffix?
Even though it's reading it, it's not
a
speaker.
Yeah.
Like,
so then what is the
Sharikar
having?
Well, he's just presenting it. Yeah. Okay, now. Okay, so this is a. So that's, you know, these things are meant for, you know, something that's Shasakak. You know, like the Rav, it's an embarrassment for the Rav. That he, like Rabbi Freem said, he's gonna get killed by the Balabatim. You know, he lost the Vedika court. So that's a svara to be made though. In the case, because a lot of the cases, you know, if a woman sees something that's mamish red, she'll know she saw, you know, like that Coke can over there, whatever. Yeah, it's mamish red, but it's not, a lot of times it's not mamish. And usually, when she sees mamish red, she knows, she remembers mamish red. She doesn't. Okay, the real stalker. Okay, but there's an important idea. Rabbi Leibowitz is very into this. He told me this about in the context of a rav losing a bedikah cloth. And the way to save his skin is with this marsham.
It's not such a huge.
Yeah, but it's, most people wouldn't have thought.
It's not,
you know,
it's not one of the four reds who already have a legitimate suffix for a
bottom.
Yeah, but what Pashas is, once we treat it l'chumra, you know what I mean? So we don't make this chilek. His chiddush is, but yeah, but now it's a. Yeah, so yeah. So the fact that we're asking this red, we treat it as a derabbanan.
Isn't the fact that the ga'inim and the ga'inim and then treating it as something derabbanan, the ga'inim, is that a chiddush? The ga'inim that casts something derabbanan?
Yeah, okay. It's a chumras ga'onim. We have a lot of chumras ga'onim.
That has the same stature and something that
amounts. You mean maybe it's even less?
Right.
Okay, but let at least be a subject of
what is the mitzvahs of this upper
set? Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, okay. Let's see the meal stock.
What is the
subject
of the
mitzvahs
here?
In other words, chesed yedi normally means like you don't know how to, you can't, like every time it said, you don't know how to, you suffix on the, you don't know how to mishayar shishim.
Right.
But it's a case where, so that's tashotim. But here, it's not that you don't have to be mishayar, it's just you don't have it. Oh, okay. Now, the meal stocker has a piece here, Shesha Alti, the Kesem Lovan, Sheish Bechut Odom, page 31. You have a Kesem Lovan, and it has a, this is called Tzavos. The perimeter is red. So the perimeter is not a sheer gris, but it's red. So he told him also b'dam kina shenasarim lovim ha'hu kevan she'ein bo sheer kesem. Right, in other words, we say, how do we view it? Do we view the red as a separate entity? The red part, the perimeter is red, that's not as gris. But the whole kesem itself is white, and then a perimeter of red, and that's more than a gris. And the lovin is vadeh migufa, she'in kan mochum litlos bo, gam ha'odom mimena. So maybe you don't, I mean, you know, so how do we, do we go the cool here or the chumrah? So he writes on the third column, well, Pizan Irali, the few kesem shu mukov ogil, who tumunan the flaw, shenirim ben shakol his pashtus echad, yesh lakel kol she'en ha'odom shabal kigris. So you need to have the red being a sheer gris. That's what Rav Abadi always passes. That the red has to be a sheer gris. So even though the whole kesem is bigger than a gris, a part of it is red, a part of it is white, so but as long as the red part is less than the gris, then it would be okay. Yeah, the Chavetz Das was a...
He's not saying it's the star, it's like Neil Stuffa said earlier, by the other, by the Zorn.
Right.
And he's not saying that it's one side and one side.
He's not saying that. He's saying it's just totally solid.
Yeah.
By the way, was the actual down, or maybe down? Hey, what's the swara? Why would the perimeter be red?
So he says something. He says, "After Nirosh, I call Kesem Echad. Who is Pashas Halom? Come on, Yishlom. Shadam Akolus Nesarim Bo, Odolach. Tateva Dacha Chelik Haodom Mitzdodav." A couple more things. There is a Shut Ramah. Page 32. he discusses also this type of thing. Sha'altem el Dvar HaKes, the fourth, third column. Shematza Isha, Haya Yosef Mikigris, O Shaya Shushir Tamtamer, Shaya Isha Mokum Litlospo, Shaya Balas Hatatim, Makos. He says that Isha Haysa Regila Bashas, is HaKes and Luros Maralovan, the Yorok HaKshayim. So Rosh HaKes and Mechon and Aksamhi and so you had both colors. The Adam Hanal Saviv Akesim Halava. So how do you go here? So he says the Yeshivitzko trying to do the Hosam Koy, I'll leave the Shmuel. This is how I'm going to do it. I'll leave the Shmuel. Says leave the Chumra. So he says in the fourth column on the sixth line, there does leave the Chumra. The other sheet edition, Niftach HaMokar, Lamar Lovin, Toshim Shagam Hadam. So in other words, since we see it was bigger than gris, so it's coming from Har. It's not coming from the Alma, it's not from the Makolas. So it's coming from Har. So then the red also came from Har. So you're not choshish that Makolas came in and it's all from Har. So you don't need all the red, even if it's less than a gris of red, but if the whole kesem is more than a gris, it's tummy. So this is a very fundamental machlokes between the Shudra Moa and the Miltstaka. This is the printing of Rav Asher Siv. Rav Asher Siv?
Yeah.
I had him in the college. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was here in the old days, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when Rav Bick was here, those days. And he was very enamored with the Ramah. So all his farm, if you were the Ramah or a brother-in-law of the Ramah, he would put out your sefer with footnotes. And
what was his name?
Who, Rav Asher Siv?
Rav
Asher Siv. Yes, his son in Tinek, you know, who went to Leva Torah up here.
Mickey
Siv, that's his grandson. You know, right? You know who I received? Is that Yonatan?
Yes, of course. Of course. How could I possibly forget him?
Of course.
Simon, how is that the lead of the Makolas, how exactly is that working? Like, the bug left the imprint, which was a red circle like this, with nothing in the middle, and then...
Right, and then the...
What's the Matthias?
There was both. There was inner excretion, and then there was bug. Crush.
Uh-huh. That's the
real stuff,
right?
Real
stuff. I mean, that's reminiscent of that college
stuff.
It sounds a little...
Yeah, it is reminiscent of that. So this is the... So Ramabadi is very into this psak of the real stuff. And then the Chavis Da'at, or the Taz here, on page 33, he says, even though we like what the Ramah says normally, the Shosim Ono B'Tzomis Dvarim Roma Makom, the Roma Makomus, the Makom Dvarim Eil Adim's Kabul Malayim the Shenavayim. So he doesn't want to be Machmir for the... There's a whole piece here. So Veda Lvaratar Hulechal Mara Adam, Holdakalav Epsha Little Adam with Midi, Vadal Yotzibidin Sharkes. He's Makel, the Taz. He's Makel. Divrei Ramah Chavivin Aleinu, but not over here. Now there is an Archa Shulchan, Rav Abadi is very into this Archa Shulchan. That's a different board. In other words, you see, this word of the Miltzdaka, the Ketzavos, Rabbi works with the Aruch HaShulchan. He's very into the Aruch HaShulchan on page 35. Is there any tama? Says Yudalit. Al echad me aposkim shekosav sheyovo mara lovan biyorok lufnei hamora lo yorat sheis. Okay, that's one thing. Yeah, look on the tesvav now. Inei tama machmiz aniras mishum sof sof halo inei the rows dache tmanir haktsavus kodom machmiz kama famim enoke. Move on, Jal. The tevah called over lach yeshlo ninuch tzas. That should be the Abish Lagamri. These are called Mara Hashatuach, Dinku Ksosum Ksosum Al Ksovos. Dimshe Shaksovos Nishabra Al Imke Al Achlukis. Because the Ksovos was really in the middle and it got piled up on the edges. Ksovos of the perimeter. But that's not the real. So he says if you see that the middle is a tar color, even though the ksavos look red, so that's just the accumulation of what was in the middle, and if what in the middle is tahar, so even though the ksavos don't look red, they're okay. Because it's just an accumulation. But Rabbi told me he thought that if they mamish red, then you should be machmer. But if you look, color that looks a shtickle, like different than that, you can be told that it's just the accumulation of the ksavos. So he says that the ksavos look a little reddish, but a lot of times you look at it, it's really not red, but it looks a little brighter color than the inside is a makel than that. So that's another reason to be makel, other than the fact that you don't count them. Because the Maisa, you have to mean for a Bedika. This word Bedika, there's no din of Shir and Gris. But Ktsavos, there's a separate kula of Ktsavos, and then the kula of the Mil Tzedaka. And then he speaks about the other Shiloh, the Aruch HaShulchan on page 36, about whether you count the Yivatar if the colors or not, if it's one Kesem. So he talks about Isha Mukoshkin, Samet Horma Filin Mishas Vesel Vodka, Vadameshkin, Koshkin Meli Buno, etc. In Kein Chutad Mudis or Kifo, after the heck of Shir Kesem, Kamok Mukosh and Mikuka Bar. That was the
Ramah.
That's the Ramah. Then he quotes that the others, the milk stuff is Mekel. Yeah, where is this? Third column?
Yeah, third column.
Oh, the presenter of the Dietrich of Moses Chazak Ma'ot. The Mukhi Yazush and all the Malach. Shkank Sos and Marisa Yodim Kuzmeros. Okay, so that's the, so those are two very important, So today we talked about three very important Yisodas about how to deal with Devad. And it was to say that the devil didn't go to Chumra if she has a suffix red, only if she knows that it was a real strong red, and then she had the question. But if it wasn't in that pack of red, then you can treat it as a derabbanan. And then there's what to be made of. That I never I don't think Rabbi Bari would be into that, but that's Rabbi Leibowitz. Rabbi Eli Melech Leibowitz is a rabbi in Brooklyn. He was mishamish a lot of the big rabbonim, the Haidu Rabbi Bik Zatzal and the Deborah Tzina Zatzal and others. Very, very big Baal Halacha in Brooklyn. And then the other shaila is whether you can starve the colors, which you say you need the kigris row to the red. And then the question of the ksavos. So these are very three very, very important. That's why I don't want to rush through these. So, okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll do 60. Lamaisa 6F will do for the next, even though Lamaisa, I really wanted to do all the A, B, C, D, E, F. But we'll do that after the Bechina. That's the packet about how the meal staka came to the how did he figure out how big a grist was, and that's a fascinating discussion. Okay, but this is very important.